And here we go. Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK. Today is Monday, June 8th, 2026. And the Buck and I are with y'all for the next 2 hours on today's show. Texas baseball is going back to Omaha. The Longhorns are headed to their 39th College World Series. We will recap Texas sweeping Oregon in the Austin Super Regional and start to preview the upcoming College World Series. We'll talk some NBA Finals as well. The Spurs have their backs against the wall. Can they bounce back and get a win in MSG tonight? We'll get into a little Stanley Cup Final. We got some Texas football to dive into. A little update on the Brendan Sorsby situation. And of course, the BBK news and why today's not so bad. And I should mention that legendary lifetime Longhorn Greg Swindell will join the program to talk some Longhorn baseball as well. So much to get into on a Monday program. We hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. We appreciate y'all starting your weeks off with us. How are you today, my man?
I am good, man. Doing pretty good. It was a beautiful weekend and lots going on the weekend. Sports-wise, sat and watched a lot of – I watched golf. I watched baseball. I mean, tennis. I mean, everything was on this weekend. And it continues, you know, it doesn't stop now. We're, you know, we're getting into Major League Baseball, some Major League Baseball stuff happening. So it is ongoing. But what's great is the Longhorns are back to Omaha. Yeah. That is the great news.
The University of Texas at Omaha, as they call it. The Omahorns are back for the first time since 2022. Texas baseball is going to the College World Series, and it's crazy, Buck. I'll just mention this real quick. It had been 3 seasons since Texas had been to the College World Series. That's tied for the second longest drought in school history. Obviously, the drought is not over, but you've got teams like West Virginia and Troy and others getting there for the very first time. And for Texas, it's been 3 seasons, and people around here are like, what's going on? Something's wrong. This is horrible. That's just standard of Texas baseball. And, hey, our home away from home is Omaha, Nebraska, so it's good to be going back.
Yeah, it really, really is. And it was that game one was a fantastic game for the Horns. Game two was another fantastic game. No matter how you put it, you know, you sweep a team like that, and that's a very similar team to what you have. You know, you don't split. You don't do any of that stuff. You don't have to win one extra. You take care of your business, and that they did. There's no doubt about how they took care of business, especially yesterday. I thought it was guys were clued in. I mean, they were into the game on Saturday. They were into the game on Sunday. There wasn't really any let up. You know, they didn't have any lulls. They played pretty good defense. They ran the base paths pretty well. They get first and second inning. In both games, they get after it pretty quickly, which gave them some wiggle room throughout the game, because as a fan, you were just waiting for Oregon to make that run, or if the pitching at Texas was going to peter out a little bit and you're going to have to get to the bullpen. I thought every aspect of the game, that was a really hard-fought get-to-Omaha series here. It really, really was. The Super Regional was really, really, really done well. Good day to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so much. We appreciate what you do for us, and we appreciate it each and every day. To you and your families, do be safe out there, please.
Yes, indeed. Well said, as always. And yeah, Texas bringing out the brooms against Oregon. I guess we'll start with this. Look, we talked about it a lot during the regular season and at the very start of the postseason. That's why you work as hard as you do in the regular year to get to host. It makes a difference. I mean, the Longhorns finished the year 34-4 at UFCU Dish Falk Field, and they went 5-0 in their 2 weekends of postseason baseball here in Austin. So all the work Texas did, finishing second place in the SEC, winning 8 of their 10 SEC series, like, that stuff matters, and to get to be able to host really matters. The crowds were fantastic both weekends, and they were fantastic both nights, you know, despite the fact that last night's game two didn't start until 8 o'clock Central time, and it didn't end until just a few minutes shy of midnight last night. That place was pretty much full throughout. It was loud. The fans brought it, and that made a difference. And two kind of different games. I mean, Saturday night, game one, 11-3. A weird game, a lot of walks, a lot of hit batters, a lot of sloppiness. But obviously last night, very dramatic, very thrilling. Now, Texas, as you said, they jumped out to a 4-0 lead after the second inning, but the Longhorn Bats kind of went on hiatus for a bit, and Oregon chipped away, and all of a sudden they have a 5-4 lead, and then the Longhorns get some late inning magic from Adrian Rodriguez, and then you bring out Grizzly Adams, a.k.a. Sam Cozart, to get the job done, and they found a way. So two slightly different games, but like you said, Texas making the plays that they need to make against a very, very talented Oregon Ducks ball club.
Yeah, they really played well on defense, I thought, too. I mean, because – and they had guys that hit the ball. Oregon had guys that hit the ball hard. When they did hit it, when they made contact, boy, did they make contact pretty good. They've got some real, real good hitters on that squad. It's not just only about their pitching. And then Texas, I thought, played good defense. Yeah. Game one, you know, you didn't get the best outing from your starter, but he hung in there. You talk about a guy that was up and down a little bit. Weird walks by him. He just couldn't hit the strike zone at times. But the bats, like I said, they came to play early. They were there, and they were into it early, the bats. Guys in the box, you know, if you wanted to walk them, they'd take your walks.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that the what's the kid's name who plays center field?
Pendergrass?
Yeah, Teddy Pendergrass out there. I mean, he just – that dude, is he like allowed to swing at a pitch, or does he have to take the first three no matter what?
And hope one of them is gone. There was one at bat in the two games where he did swing at the first pitch, and the TV announcers were like, "Whoa!" It was maybe the biggest surprise of the entire weekend, because usually he's up there to take, and he did draw a few walks. He got hit a couple of times, so he was getting on base.
And he can steal once he gets on base, man. He puts the pressure on the pitching staff. The other team, he just makes you nervous. He just looks like he's going to go every time. They threw over about 20 times because every time he looks like it doesn't matter. He gets a big lead or not. He just has that twitch about him that I'm going.
Darian, a.k.a. Teddy Pendergrass in center field. Yeah. Oh, man. Else. Yeah, Texas got contributions from everybody. And Pendergrass, more of a defense first kind of guy, plays a great center field, which is why he's out there. But he did get on base a few times over the course of the weekend. And, you know, like you said earlier, I mean, it really helps when you jump out to 4-0 leads after two innings in games like this. And that's what Texas did.
And I'll say this, that humidity bothered everybody, it looked like. I mean, I was thinking the Oregon kids were going to melt. You know, they get some rain and some dampness, but it was stinking humid out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was awful. And Saturday was really bad. And I'm thinking those kids are going to melt. But then I'm looking at the Texas guys and they're sweating through all their stuff and, you know, they're wringing their towels out, and it must have been hard on everybody out there.
Yeah, I think it was. Look, that's part of the home field advantage. Oregon's not used to playing in weather like that. I mean, they're used to rain, but they're not used to hot, humid, and sticky like what we had these last couple of nights. But I it was getting to Texas, too. I mean, Jim Schlossnagel talked about it after game one. You know, Dylan Volantis battled, got through 5 1/3 innings, had 10 strikeouts. There was a lot to like from his start in game one. But he also had 4 walks, which matches a season high. He had 4 wild pitches. Like, he just wasn't quite as good as he usually is. And also Oregon, I mean, they walked 11 guys in both games. So,
yeah, dude, they wore that rosin bag out. Valentez, he touched that bat. He touched it just about every pitch. I think if you go back, every time he went to it, every single pitch he went to it, he didn't miss one where he didn't have to dry his hand off.
Yeah, he was sweating a lot. Obviously, some high leverage pitches, and he was in a lot of jams.
Yeah, he was.
So that'll make you sweat regardless of the temps. But yeah, then you throw in the fact that it was, I don't know, 89 degrees, feels like 189 out there.
Oh, my God.
That's not going to help the cause. And yeah, Riojas, who's, you know, kind of his greatest strength, is not walking dudes. He walked 4 guys last night. A little uncharacteristic. And again, I think, the humidity and the moisture on the baseball definitely playing a factor in that. So, yeah, like, I don't want to say thankfully you don't have to deal with that anymore, because I would love the College World Series to somehow be played at the Dish. But you're not going to have to deal with that in any of these games moving forward.
No, I don't think Omaha is as humid right now. I think you can get some humid. Well, the evenings will be okay if there's games in the evenings. But, damn, they were lucky that the sun and some of the, like the game yesterday, didn't have to be played in a sunny conditions with that humidity. I mean, they would have baked. These kids from Oregon would have absolutely baked. But they handled it okay. Like I said, they fought in there. They kind of hung in there.
Yeah, especially
that's
last night.
That's a good team that they just beat. That's a good test right there, baseball.
Yeah, it's a great test. And Oregon's a great program that's on the rise. And a lot of people around the country thought this was the best super regional of the eight that happened this weekend. I mean, ESPN had its number one broadcasting crew in Austin for this game. And, yeah, Oregon swept through the Eugene regional. I mean, they were second in the Big Ten this year. They've got talent everywhere. And for Texas to win both of these games, yeah, it's a big deal. And that'll help them, right? Like, there are a lot of teams. Look, you can't control who you play. Like, if the team you're supposed to play doesn't take care of business, then you can only play the team on your slate. But there are some teams that kind of got buys into Omaha, and it's like, well, as soon as they get to the College World Series, the level of competition that they're going to go up against is going to go way up. I mean, Texas does have to play a really good Georgia team who's the highest remaining seed in game one. So not taking any shots at them, but Oregon's a great team. I mean, Texas had to pass a big-time test this weekend to get there.
That was good. That was good for the Horns to play this group.
Yeah, it was. It was. And it was good for them to look as good as they did against this group. And so many standouts, so many heroes, so many big moments. And the Longhorns are going back to Omaha for the 39th time. It's pretty cool. There's about to be 79 College World Series played. This is number 79 coming up. And Texas has been to 39 of them, Buck. Just about 50%. Not too shabby. Oh
God, BK, Morgantowners in Omaha. Look out, y'all.
There's going to be some crazy fans. You got the Morgantowners. You got Ole Miss out there.
Oh, man.
Obviously, Texas always travels well.
Troy.
You got Troy. I mean, Georgia, that's a big fan base. Yeah. Alabama, that's a big fan base. OU. I mean, this is going to be five SEC teams in the College World Series, plus West Virginia. And they've never been. So they're going to be showing up and burning every couch that they see in the entire state of Nebraska. It'll be scary.
Ship the couches in.
All right, let's get to some sound from Jim Schlossnagel and Adrian Rodriguez. Actually, we'll start with this. How about Craig Way, the final call of the final outs of the Austin Super Regional? Shout out to Sam Cozart, by the way. True freshman coming off his worst outing of the year. Remember, he struggled a little bit in the regional final against Santa Barbara last weekend, uncharacteristically. I mean, he's been so damn good all season long that it was so weird to see him, you know, struggle a little bit against the Gauchos. What a response from him getting the last six outs. How about six up, six down in the eighth and the ninth innings, and then gets the top of the Oregon order in order and ending the game with a strikeout. Here is the final call of that final K from Craig Way on the Zone last night.
Two pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Hello, Omaha. It'll be good to see you again. The Longhorns will return to the College World Series for the first time in 4 years. Texas sweeps Oregon to win the Austin Super Regional. The final score, Texas 6, Oregon 5.
There you go.
Good stuff. And, yeah, what Sam Cozart did, like, that's supposed to be difficult. Like, that's supposed to be maybe the hardest thing for a pitcher in college baseball to do, is get the final outs to send your team to the College World Series. And again, we're talking about an 18-year-old kid, biggest moment of his life, and six up, six down, four strikeouts in the eighth and the ninth inning. Like, I mean, that guy looks like he's 30. He also pitches like he's 30.
Oh, yeah, and he does.
They were talking about this during the telecast where – Sam Cozart, when he was in middle school and high school, Buck, he would like have to carry around an ID to show people that he was actually that young. You know how, like, when you and I are in high school, we've got a fake ID. Like, no, I'm older than I am. I want you to think that I'm older than I am, please. He's like, no. I'm not like 24. I know I have a beard at the age of 12, but like, I'm not that old. Please believe me that I'm this young.
Into Little League Park, they said, hey, you're at the wrong park.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the movie Benchwarmers, but there's that scene where there's like a grown man who's trying to play in the kids league. And he has this like little paper sign drawn on crown as a birth certificate. And it just says, I am 12. And he has a $10 bill that he slips in there to pay the ump. And the ump's like, yep, it's legit. He's clean. That's what Sam Cozart's basically doing out there, man. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyways. So
he's not Sam Weaver. He's not Sam McKelvey. Are you sure?
Oh, man. That'd be quite the story if we had another roster imposter on our hands. Guess is there have been a lot of coaches around the country who have had to go up against Sam Cozart who are like, can we check that guy's birth certificate, please?
Yeah, we need to find something out.
Can we see if this is a roster imposter kind of situation? Yeah, he's insanely good. Insanely good. And what a great moment for him last night. Here's Jim Schlossnagel after the game, his opening statement, and a couple of very, very cool shout-outs after the Horns punched their ticket to the College World Series.
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Oregon on an awesome season. What a great team. Really, really well coached. I thought they were totally locked in today. And, you know, it's a shame the way these super regionals are set up that two super teams, I think, aren't going to be there. But we're excited for our team. Two people I'd like to mention before we start is Scott Wilson, great Texas fan that means a lot to everybody in this program over decades and was a very dear friend to me, and I certainly wish he was here to see it. But we have a picture of him in our locker room that we look at every day, and he's really one of the first two people I thought of after we won that game. And, of course, the last one, just for me personally, is Coach Garrido. 17 years ago, that was my first super regional on this field, and I remember how that felt to lose and then, of course, won the next one. But I miss him and feel his presence all the time. But certainly excited to win the game and very proud of these two guys, very proud of our entire team. Looking forward to getting Omaha.
Sweet.
Yeah, pretty cool. I mean, Scott Wilson, legendary Longhorn fan who passed away last October. I mean, that guy had been to more than 1,500 consecutive Texas baseball games before falling ill last year. I mean, he was a super fan for every sport, but you'd always see him, you know, keeping score at Texas baseball games, and he is a guy who means a lot to that program. So for Schloss in his opening statement, it's not like he was asked about it, but for him to give Scott a shout-out, obviously cool. And, you know, everybody loves Augie Garrido, and those guys had a great relationship, and Augie was sort of a mentor to Jim Schlossnagel. He's talked about that openly at times. So, yeah, that was all class right there from Coach Schloss, and thought that was cool to hear him bring up those two dudes in the postgame last night.
Yeah, now you buckle down and just kind of – when will he start now, BK? Will he start Friday or Saturday?
So the College World Series starts Friday, but Texas's first game will be on Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
Yeah, so the first – like the left side, the left half of the bracket will have their games on Friday, and then the right half where Texas is will play its game ones on Saturday. And it'll be Texas and Georgia. We know that. I mean, Georgia's really good. You know, we'll preview that game, and obviously the Longhorns' path to a national championship more as the week goes along. But, you know, Georgia, the highest remaining seed – they won the SEC regular season title. They won the SEC tournament title. They've got probably the best offense of any team that's left, and it will almost assuredly be Dylan Volantis on the mound for Texas. So that's like the ultimate strength on strength, maybe the best pitcher in the field going up against probably the best offense in the field. But, yeah, no, it's the Longhorns do not have the easiest of paths. No. But, hey, you got to earn it. It's supposed to be hard when you get to – this stage.
Yeah, I mean, as easy as it may have looked to some over the weekend, those are hard fought wins right there against an Oregon team. So it's not, like you said, that probably set them up to really understand what the battle's all about, because it's been a while, you know?
That's crazy. Yeah, a while, 3 years. It's insane. Been a while. Here's another one from Schloss. He was asked, like, why is your team so hard to kill? Again, Texas jumped out to that 4-0 lead, but then Oregon clawed back, and they took a 5-4 lead, and all of a sudden Texas is just a few outs away from losing and needing a winner-take-all game 3 tonight. Here was Schloss about why his group is hard to put away.
They're good players, you know. I think our coaching staff is as good as there is in the country, if not the best. And we were prepared. We prepared all week. Adrian, I'm sure we'll talk about that some. We prepared all week for, you know, those bullpen arms for Oregon. And Bradley was outstanding, and we knew Twist was really good, and Bell has had such a great season. But I just feel like our commitment to the mental game and playing the game one pitch at a time and taking body blows. I mean, you see it all across these super regionals right now. You know, it's never over to the absolute last pitch. And certainly thankful for Sammy Cozart down there to be able to finish the games.
Absolutely.
Yeah, helps having that dude to go finish the games. Now, Texas, the bullpen's a little up and down, and there were some tense moments in between Ruger Riojas and Sam Cozart last night. But shout out to Thomas Burns, who really struggled in game one. He got some big outs in game two. And then, obviously, yeah, to have Grizzly Adams, Sam Cozart to polish things off, that always helps. One more bit of sound here from Jim Schlossnagel. He was asked, you know, personally, what does it mean to be the guy to get the Longhorns back to the College World Series for the first time since 2022?
Yeah, it means a lot to me personally because we all went through a lot to be here. And there's a lot of people at Texas that have gone over and above to make sure that we have had a good experience and have the support to be successful. And my biggest fear in life is to let somebody down and just to live up to the standard here. And I know the standard is the national title, and we'll certainly do our best to win that. But I have to walk by that sign every day that says, you know, 38 trips to Omaha, and 38's been sitting there for a while. And so I'm glad we'll at least be able to change it to 39.
Yeah, seeing that every day must be a pain to him. He's like, damn, now it's changed. Now it's changed.
He's only been here for 2 years, too. Yeah, like, that's amazing.
There it is. Now flip the sign, please.
Flip the sign. Yeah, look, he knows the standard. He knows that, like, this isn't the goal, right, for Texas. It's to get number seven. It's been a really long time since the Longhorns have won at all in college baseball. So he knows there's work to be done. But anytime you make it to the College World Series, it's a big time accomplishment. So congrats to Coach Schloss. Congrats to everybody in that locker room. And we'll see if Texas can get her done.
Congrats to the fans that hung out for the last two games this hot ass weekend. Man.
Oh, man. Yep. Now, great crowds on hand. And again, that's why it's so important to get the host this time of the year. Home field advantage is truly an advantage, and it was for this ball club in 20.
You're right.
Six. All right. We will get into a more Texas baseball conversation. Legendary lifetime Longhorn Greg Swindell is going to join us at the top of the hour. We've got
some breaking news. Do I see some breaking news? I mean, seriously?
Yeah. We've got a very unsurprising story out of Lubbock, Texas that we will get to in a moment. A totally unbiased judge in Lubbock County is going to allow Brendan Sorsby to play college football in 2026, it appears.
Unbiased.
Before we get to that story, oh my God, here's how about our first round of sponsor shout outs, Buck?
Folks, I made it to Hat Creek Burger yesterday on a Sunday for that great big hat burger at Hat Creek Burger, folks. And it was absolutely delicious. The place with good food, good folks, and a fun time. It's just that simple. It's proud to be a place where you can come in hungry and leave full for sure. Over 30 locations in the state of Texas, great playgrounds for the kids and happy hour for the adults and the parents there. And you will love Hat Creek Burger. You'll love the variations of fries that they have, the queso fries. They've got nuggies there. I had the strawberry shake. I had the large yesterday, large strawberry shake. You know what they didn't have, BK? They didn't have my cherry on top. But they gave me the whipped cream. I don't know. Somebody forgot to pick up the cherries this weekend.
Someone probably ate it before giving it to you.
There was the last one sitting there. And they're like, no, that belongs to me. That's not going to the Buck. But, folks, I love Hat Creek Burger. And there's something at Hat Creek Burger for everyone, believe me.
Oh, yeah. Love Hat Creek Burger. I went there late last week. So we eat there. We think you should, too. HatCreekBurgers.com to order online. or to find a location near you. Shout out to Centex Tickets as well. Hey, if you're trying to make the trek up to the Holy Land, you want to get to Omaha for the College World Series, Centex Tickets has you covered. Any Texas game, any game in the College World Series, you want to be there in person, go to CentexTickets.com to find your seats. Plus, Austin FC tickets if you want to catch a Round Rock Express game here in town, if you want to catch an NBA Finals game. Hopefully there will be another one in San Antonio. The Spurs have a little work to do, and we'll talk about that later in the show as well. But Centex Tickets has you covered for sports, for concerts, for comedy shows, festivals, Broadway shows, you name it, all there in one place. And don't forget to use the promo code CENTEX10. You type that in at checkout, and you're going to instantly get 10% off of any ticket purchase from our friends at Centex Tickets.
Folks, Relax the Back embraces a holistic approach for a healthier lifestyle. And my back couldn't be happier. I'm going to go see a specialist this morning, as a matter of fact, for my back. That's something that has nothing to do with the chair or the accessories. That's just something that has to be surgically repaired. So our friends at Relax the Back have done a great job for me over the 20 years that I've been in this chair right here, this office chair. But they've got zero gravity recliners, Tempur-Pedic pillows, mattresses. They got human scale office chairs and desks. And once again, all the accessories that are going to make you feel good. And even once I have this done, I'm still going to need some accessories and some other things to help me with my back. Because what I have is what they call a back problem.
Mm.
So there are people that have backache. I have what you call a back problem. I had it for over 20 years now. Folks, two locations. One is at the Hill Country Gallery across from Whole Foods. And in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center right across the street from Container Store. Live pain-free like the buck. At Relax the Back.
Oh, yeah. Love our friends at Relax the Back. Oh, yeah. Speaking of relaxation, I relaxed with a few ice cold Altstadt beers over the weekend.
There you go.
My choice of beer here in Central Texas should be yours as well. Had a few of those watching game one of the Austin Super Regional late on Saturday night. Whatever you got going on, you're watching your college baseball, watching your NBA finals, watching your Stanley Cup finals, or hey, starting to enjoy some of the warmer weather that we've got, going out with friends and family, whatever. Summertime is right around the corner. The best way to enjoy your summer is with a great beer by your side. Altstadt's my choice, brewed locally in Fredericksburg, available all across the great state of Texas. So all of our fantastic listeners up in the Metroplex and in the Houston and Galveston areas and San Antonio, they've got you covered. Find you some at, you know, your local grocery stores, liquor stores, bars, restaurants, wherever you get your beer, shop the best. You go through a lot in this life. Reward yourself with Altstadt beer. No impurities, no regrets.
And speaking of bad backs, I get a chance today to go to see a fantastic physician, Dr. Fromm, over at Texas Orthopedics, folks. They do spinal care, sports medicine, trauma care, joint replacement. They do backs. They do ankles. They do shoulders. They do necks. They do it all there. Dr. Danny, Dr. Stockton are there. They're dedicated orthopedic surgeons. Their goal is to get you right back in good health and the great quality of life that you deserve. Even Mike McCall has had surgery from the doctor that I'm seeing today. So we've got our sponsors seeing our other sponsors who do great jobs. So I'm so excited about getting this finally done and over with our folks at Texas Orthopedics. They are the largest independent orthopedic practice in Central Texas. For more information, please go to txortho.com.
Yes, indeed. All right, Buck, the bombshell story out of the world of college football here on a Monday. Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has been granted a temporary injunction against the NCAA, and that court ruling out of Lubbock County will allow him to play in the 2026 college football season.
Okay, tell me that's not cut and dry. That's not over with. That's just an injunction, a temporary injunction before the season, or is that dude can play?
That dude can play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Despite the NCAA denying Brendan Sorsby not once but twice, that was the mini update from, I think it was Friday, where the NCAA denied Sorsby and Texas Tech's appeal for him to be eligible for the upcoming season. But even though they denied it, we still had this lawsuit that was ongoing. Remember, it was last Monday where the hearing took place. It was like more than a two-hour hearing in Lubbock County 7 days ago. And the judge, I guess, spent 7 days mulling over the facts. taking as much money from Texas Tech boosters as he could. And he ruled this morning that Brendan Sorsby is good to go. Now, he will, as a part of this injunction, be suspended for the first two games of the season. So, I don't know if Texas Tech still wants to play Texas in week one. We know that game's not going
to
happen.
Yeah. How would you like to play that game now?
He will have to miss games against Abilene Christian, an FCS school, and Oregon State, a homeless school that went 2-10 this past season. But as of right now, that's it. Brendan Sorsby will be allowed to play the final 10 games of the regular season and obviously any sort of postseason games that the Red Raiders are a part of. Obviously, if you're a Texas Tech fan, this is great news for you. It's funny. One of my Tech buddies literally just texted me, "Terrible for the sport, amazing for us." And that's exactly what it is. If you're a Tech fan, this is great because your chance of winning the Big 12, getting back into the playoff, all that stuff. Brendan Sorsby's very good. He was the number one player in the transfer portal. It's why he got offered $5 million to go to Texas Tech in the first place. So great news for Tech, but obviously a really, really bad look for the sport. And it begs the question once again, Buck, why does the NCAA even exist? Because they now have zero power whatsoever.
That was it. That was the last one right there. It couldn't have gotten any easier. That was the easiest one of all right there, and they couldn't get that one done.
Yeah, that's sort of the issue. I mean, it's one of the many issues facing college sports right now, but, different, bit apples to oranges. But you saw it with Ole Miss and their quarterback, Tobago Chambliss, earlier this offseason. We saw it with Diego Pavia last year. We've seen it a lot where if you just – don't get what you want from the NCAA. If they tell you no, all you have to do is go to your local government and say, "Hey, can y'all help us out here?" And they're going to say yes. And well, the government's ahead of the NCAA. So there's nothing they can do. So it's like, I want to get mad at the NCAA, but I mean, look, the whole situation in college sports is their fault that we're in right now.
But it's like power right there. Cause that's the power. The real power is in the government. So that's,
they
because it can't get any easier. That's just the easiest thing. It's simple. That guy was out there making bets when he was playing and still making it on your campus. And nobody on that campus, there's no president, no nothing. The presidents of the campus the president and all the faculty are going, "Oh no, this is just so sad. We had to have him play for us. We're trying to save a kid's life here." That's what they're thinking of. "We're trying to save this young man's life."
And that worked. All of that arguing worked. I mean, Brendan Sorsby and the Texas Tech president and everyone affiliated with that school, like you said, I mean, that was sort of their argument, is that this is going to cause damage to Brendan Sorsby. This is a young man here. We're going to ruin his life if we force him to follow the rules that have been in place forever. It's going to ruin his life. He's never going to be able to recover from this. And it worked. I mean, here's a quote from the injunction, Buck. "This court finds that applicant has demonstrated that he will suffer a probable, imminent, and irreparable injury if this court does not issue this temporary injunction, because he will be unable to participate as a member of Texas Tech University's 2026 football team." End quote. That sounds made up. That is a real quote from the injunction here that degenerate gambler Brendan Sorsby, who only felt remorse because he got caught. He only checked himself into a rehab facility because he got caught.
Yes.
It all worked. All that plan, all that arguing, all that nonsense, it worked. And they got what they wanted.
Yeah, it worked. You're right. Exactly. All that stuff that they did worked. All that falling on the sword and going to rehab, which I hopefully he's done a good enough job that he doesn't have to gamble on his games now. But who knows?
Well, if I'm a Texas football player, if I'm a A&M football player, if I'm a Georgia football player, if I'm a player anywhere else, what's stopping me from betting on sports right now? Like, this is the precedent. This is what you kind of worry about moving forward.
Yes, of course.
This is the precedent that they had, a precedent that was already set, where it's like, if you gamble on college sports, especially on your own team, you can't play. You lose your eligibility forever. And now that's out the window. So if I'm a college football player or a college athlete of any sport, what the hell is going to stop me from betting right now?
I know.
The NCAA, they don't have any power. They could try to stop me, but I'll just, hey, we'll go to our local courts and they'll sue, and they're not going to tell me I can't play if they let him play, right?
These are the same courts that want to show you how to run college athletics too, that they just spent a bunch of time with last week trying to figure out college athletics. And this is where they end up.
Yeah.
A week later, a couple days later, after telling you this is how your athletes ought to behave and this is how much they can make in college sports, here's what they come to right here. This is less than a week of what they just went through. They want you to believe that they can handle college athletics, and here's what they do.
Well, that's another sort of factor from this thing. And, you don't want to overreact too much to one thing that happens, but all this talk about the SEC and the Big Ten potentially breaking away from the NCAA to do their own thing, like, that's going to help that argument, don't you think?
For sure.
It's like, why are we still a part of this powerless organization when we can just break off and do our own thing?
We have all the power. While the two entities have all the power, that we can't be a part of it. We're going to let the government run our sports and tell you what you can do with TV and what you can't do with TV. It's like, wow. I mean, I listened to the commissioner on Friday. He said we haven't been behind closed doors, backdoor stuff with the Big Ten talking about anything. So, but by the way, we are what football is. That's what he was trying to say on Friday. You know, we are, you know, why are we sitting back here, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC letting all this stuff being run right in our faces, telling us we can't do our TV deals. Here's what we're going to have to go by. And that's what you came up with on Monday as a court system in the state of Texas. They did this in Lubbock so that a kid could play football that shouldn't be playing football. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, there was so much evidence against Brendan Sorsby. And again, it's not like the judge and the ruling is like, oh, all that stuff was a lie. He actually didn't bet. That was, y'all made that up, or it was somebody using an alias with his name, or you got the wrong guy, or like a Shohei Ohtani. I was the interpreter. That wasn't the ruling. The ruling was it will be irreparable damage against
Brendan
Sorsby.
Now, I won't get one because I don't drink. So if you get a DWI now, you can say, listen, I'm an alcoholic. I couldn't really help myself, and I had to get home.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work for us. That'll work, I guess, if you're at Texas Tech. I mean, look, they got money. They got plenty of money. And you will not be able to convince me that this judge was not paid a lot of money by some bigwigs in Lubbock to maybe rule in favor of the Red Raiders here. I mean, like, I don't have morals. If I'm a judge, I'm going to act like, nah, I don't think this is going to work. Sorry, you said you'd pay me how much? Can we double that? Maybe throw in a private jet, maybe throw in a yacht, like a couple of vacations. Oh, yeah. All right. Whatever you want. Sure. I'll say, you want me to say that it's going to ruin his life if he can't play? Yes. In. Whatever. Like, that definitely happened, right?
Going to ruin his life.
It's going to cause, what was the exact quote? Probable, imminent, and irreparable injury if he's unable to participate as a member of Texas Tech University's 2026 football team.
Wow. That's amazing.
Amazing. Wow. So I'm sure more will fall out from this. And by the way, look, Texas Tech is the, I don't know if prominent is the right word, but they're like, they've got more money than any other team in the Big 12. BYU is kind of in the mix too, because that Mormon True. Money is no joke. But if Brett Yormark had a spine, we've known for years he doesn't, he'd be like, no, we're not letting this happen. Like, he'd go to bat for the NCAA and be like, no, we're suspending you. We're not going to let you play. You broke the rules here, sir.
Yeah, doesn't he represent all the teams in the Big 12?
Well, yeah, but he's like, well, he wants the Big 12 to look good. Like, it looks better for him if Texas Tech, well, they didn't score a point in the playoff last year, so I don't know if their showing in the CFP really made the conference look good. But, you know, if they get a team into the playoff and if they go on a little bit of a run, which I think Tech has the best chance of any Big 12 team to do that, then that's a good look. So he's not going to step in and stop it. I don't expect him to, but like if he had a spine, probably something he would do. No?
No, he's shaking Joey McGuire's hand in the back alley somewhere going, see, I told you we could get this done.
I mean, the kid placed more than 9,000 different bets. Wow. He wagered more than $90,000. He bet on games that he suited up for. He, I mean, ignored classes and meetings and everything about not gambling in college sports, because every university tells you that from the moment you step foot on campus. Hey, you can't commit this one cardinal sin. He broke the rules that are cut and dry that everybody knows. But hey, find a local judge and convince him that the kid's going to be really sad if he can't play.
Yeah, and wait till the stories start coming out from Cincinnati to get the people that know what's going on. You know, when he left, I mean, they've been out, but there are going to be more coming out now.
Well, it doesn't matter at this point.
No, it doesn't matter.
Again, the evidence is not what the issue is here. There's so much evidence against Brendan Sorsby, and this judge didn't say, we couldn't find that the evidence was legit. He's just like, if he can't play, it's going to ruin his life, so we have to let him play.
This is about the ruination of a young man's life.
And I would like to retire in a couple of weeks, and I can't do that if I don't rule this way.
That's right.
That didn't make the statement, but it in the fine print, it's somewhere.
Yeah, that guy won't be the judge for long. He's going to be out of there. He got everything he needed to get to retire.
That guy's going to be a hero in Lubbock. That guy won't have to pay for another beer, another meal, anything in Lubbock County, Texas, for the rest of his life. Would you live there if you got every meal paid for? I know you don't drink anymore, but like everything was free. All of your expenses were paid. You got to live for $0. Would you go live in Lubbock with that set up?
No.
No chance.
No. No. I would take my chance living down underneath the bridge somewhere and having to pay something and having to panhandle a little bit. I wouldn't want to live there.
Rather be homeless here in Austin.
I've only been there twice. Yeah. And I still, no.
Rather be homeless in Austin than be in a mansion out in Lubbock, huh?
I don't like that place. I didn't like the way it's, I mean, I get the smell like it, you know, my next door with the goat. So I remember that any place that smells like sheep and goats 24/7 all year round, you don't get a rest from it. You know, if it's too hot, it really smells. If it's too cold, it still stinks. You know, you don't have enough flowers around you to get rid of that smell. I couldn't take it. And that's the place where I saw it, where I drove out there one time, and I actually saw like the little prairie dogs. You know, you go by this barren thing and you look, and I'm like, is that a squirrel? And somebody who was with me said, no, dude, that's a prairie. I said, like a little prairie dog, like you see on cartoons and crap like that on TV. I said, yep, that's what that is. That's a prairie dog right there. I'm like, and I stuck my face against that window for hours, and that's all I saw. Prairie dogs and tumbleweed, BK, and real tumbleweed.
Yep. I think I was about to say that. I think the first tumbleweed that I encountered as an adult was driving to Lubbock in college, going for a Texas Tech football game up there. And
yeah, my first was there. My second was going to somewhere in Oklahoma. I was headed to, I was going through Oklahoma recruiting, and this thing came across the road. And I thought somebody dropped something off of one of their, a tree fell off of a truck or something. This thing crossed past me. This thing was so big that it went across the road. And then you start seeing a couple others go by. I'm thinking, oh my God, somebody's lost something off their farm, off their truck. And it was one of those bushes. I'm like, oh my, this was a tumble. It was a tumble tree.
The tumble tree, huh?
Yeah.
Burning bush rolling out in front of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to our guy, Mark, who says, y'all should talk about Tech quarterback ruled eligible to play. Where have you been, Mark? We've spent the last 15 minutes talking about that, my friend. But
we didn't talk about that. We're going to be talking about the Spurs. Speaking of tumbleweeds crossing the road.
Well, real quick, the NCAA has released a statement regarding the ruling in the Brendan Sorsby case. And of course, they are vehemently against it. They said, quote, the NCAA strongly disagrees with the court's ruling in Sorsby's case and is deeply concerned about the damaging, far-reaching, and broadly destabilizing ramifications of this outcome, which undermines and corrupts the integrity of sports. The NCAA is committed to supporting student-athlete mental health, but must continue to aggressively defend against actions that defraud college athletics and threaten competitive integrity, such as betting on one's own sport, end quote.
That becomes a mental health issue.
I mean, I think every other fan base in America, even the rational Texas Tech fans, realize this is horrible for college sports.
Yes.
But doesn't matter. No one cares what we think. All that matters is you get a judge in your county who's on your side, and you get whatever you want in today's college athletics.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm sure more fallout throughout the course of the day, throughout the course of the week. But as it stands, Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby, the $5 million man, wonder how much of that he's already bet and lost, is eligible to play. You think he bet on that? You know, on like those prediction markets, Kalshi, Poly Market, all of those things, you could actually bet on whether or not Sorsby was going to be eligible to play college football, or if he was going to enter the NFL supplemental draft in a couple of weeks. I wonder if Brendan Sorsby made some money on that.
It certainly happened pretty quickly, didn't it? It seems like, I mean, I was thinking, man, the NCAA has to have some kind of power. At least can this thing go into July till after the 4th of July, celebration 250. Can we at least get it past that so we have some suspense? They didn't even make it suspenseful, BK. They just ran out after that the government just was involved with college athletics just last week. On a Monday, they do this. It's like, oh, my God. And you said it came out on Friday? Or did it just come out this morning?
Today. Yeah, Friday. Friday was when the NCAA denied Sorsby's appeal.
Oh, okay.
Right? They denied him once to be eligible for this year. Then he appealed to be reinstated for this year. And the NCAA said, no, we're not changing our mind. But today, on a Monday morning, is when the Lubbock County Court had that temporary injunction issued, that temporary injunction against the NCAA, which is going to allow him to play.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to college sports in 2026. Just a total mockery of the system. And, hey.
Well, I did not see Sorsby on Saturday when I was down at Retama Park putting my bets in on the Belmont Stakes. I thought maybe he'd be one of those guys lined up against the 200 that were lined up at the fence there, getting ready to go into Retama Park.
You didn't see Sorsby down there placing bets on the Belmont?
No, that dude does his. He does his online. He doesn't actually show up to these events.
It's funny, man. I mean, he does show up. Now, remember, he was going to baseball games and betting on balls and strikes in the stands.
Oh, that's right. He was sitting in the stands doing that.
Yeah, at Reds games when he was playing at Cincinnati.
Wow.
That's wow. Wow, wow, wow. Where are we at in college sports today?
Where are we at in society today?
My goodness.
Thank you, Coach Gundy. Where are we at in society? Where are we at in college sports?
Well, Brendan Sorsby is a, you know, son of a mother of children. So
he's not,
can't, you know, he can't have his feelings hurt. His life won't be the same if you crush his football.
I'm telling you, man, if I am a student athlete today, I'm just thinking back to when I was a college student, because I was doing some sports gambling, not anything like Brendan Sorsby, thankfully. But I'd be like, well, I'm going to go ahead and play some bets today. Like, that's the biggest – that's the whole Pete Rose thing. You're worried about the integrity of the game. That's what sports leagues care about more than anything else.
I need you to drop this ball in the end zone. Make it look like a difficult catch.
Exactly.
When you get something that's going to be mailed to you, a check's going to be mailed to you. And now you got to be thinking, what about those kids that aren't big money makers in college sports? And now they play college sports. They make a little bit. Now what are they going to do? Are they going to drop passes now? Are they going to throw picks? What the hell?
A random example. I'm not going to use a Texas player because I don't want this to happen at Texas. But sorry, Malachi Toney at Miami. You're catching a stray today. Like, if that guy just drops a touchdown pass this year, I'm going to be like, is he betting on that? Like, did he bet against his team or something? Like, does he have a couple $100K on the line for that drop?
Did that guy just jump off?
That's what sports leagues dread. They don't want the casual fan. And look, everyone's like, we've seen NBA refs get arrested for betting and frauding games. Like, people, it's happened. There's been plenty of sports betting scandals, easy for me to say, throughout the history of sport. But sports leagues work tirelessly. I know it's hypocritical with all the, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel sponsorships that they have, but they work tirelessly to prevent the common fan from thinking that that kind of shady stuff is actually going on during the game.
Yes, because they want the common fan's money. The common fan will get
every common fan. It's going to be on Twitter every Saturday. And when every, you know, any college sport, weird thing happens in a college football game this fall, everyone's going to be tweeting like, did he bet on that? Was there money on the line? What's going on there? Like that, that's the door that has now been opened here. Wow. All right.
Crazy.
Brendan Sorsby throws a pick. He's betting against himself.
Oh, yeah. What's to stop him from doing that anyway now?
Our guy Jake. Yeah, there's going to be some point shaving. Maybe this is good if you're a tech hater. Maybe Sorsby's betting against himself every Saturday.
Wow.
$5 million wasn't enough. He's got to make a little more out of that. Crazy. All right. We'll take your thoughts. The Coda text line, 512-222-9328. The YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch live chats are rocking and rolling. We'll get to the NBA Finals here in a moment. San Antonio Spurs are down 0-2 as this series shifts to the Garden. And they get back on track tonight at MSG. We will get to that in a moment, but before we do, how about some more sponsor shout-outs?
See our good friends over at Woods Comfort Systems, and right now you can get $70 off AC and plumbing repairs, folks, and 0% financing 36 months on select Bryant systems at our good friends, and they are absolutely the very best. Woods Comfort Systems comes to my house twice a year, and they check out my air conditioning unit and my heating unit to make sure it's working properly. And dadgummit, you need that thing working now because it's hot and humid around here. And for 70 years in Central Texas, they have been doing a great, great thing. Now they do plumbing. So if you have plumbing issues, they will work with you inside or outside of your home and plumbing. Woods Comfort Systems, folks, nobody does it better.
No, they don't. WoodsComfortSystems.com is their website, 512-842-5066. They've got some great specials going on right now in honor of their 70th anniversary. So take advantage. Make sure your home is ready for the red hot summer months that are upon us here in Central Texas. Shout out to McCall Custom Homes as well. You talked about Mike McCall earlier, one of our great friends, a great listener, and one of our great partners here on Bucky and BK, the best home builder, the best remodeler here in Central Texas. And he's got a lot of experience under his belt, too. It's a father-son team with more than four decades of experience in Central Texas. So they know what it takes to turn an Austin area home into something truly special. Again, custom home builders, if you want to start from scratch, reach out to them. But if you like your current place, you just want to upgrade it a little bit or update it a little bit. New kitchen, new bathroom, maybe new life to your outdoor area. McCall Custom Homes, ATX.com. That's the place to go. Free estimates to Bucky and BK listeners. You can reach out to our guy, Mike McCall, directly. Call him, text him, 512-633-9580. Tell him you heard about him right here, and he and his crew will take care of you. It's McCall Custom Homes. We build value into your home.
See all our friends over at Sue Patrick since 1975 with the incredible selection of Texas Longhorn apparel. And now they've got the T-shirts, the national championship T-shirts for softball available for you. Jay said he's got rid of a bunch of them, but there's plenty more to go. And folks, also with Father's Day just around the corner, there's all kind of Texas-themed items, books, gifts, the whole works, a wide variety of men's and women's clothing in all sizes. Sue Patrick offers free shipping on online orders, $59 or more, free curbside pickup, of course, and that great free parking at 5222 Burnett Road. So head on over to Sue Patrick, folks, and get all your Texas gear. The hats, they've got some new hats that are coming in here shortly, but they've got all the T-shirts that you're needing for the summer for men and women. For more information, go to SuePatrick.com.
Yes, indeed. And they've got the back-to-back softball national championship shirts. And also, I think our guy Jay commented earlier, Omaha tees will be available tomorrow at Sue
Patrick. There you go.
So I'm probably going to go out to Sue Patrick and gear up with some new Texas baseball and softball swag But yeah, they got you covered. Support the Diamond Sports at the University of Texas. They deserve and they've earned your support. What an 8-day stretch it's been. Texas rowing national title, Texas softball national title, Texas baseball going to the College World Series. Hopefully they can add another national championship trophy. They are rolling. Shout out to Sue Patrick. And also a quick shout out to our guy, Dr. Chad, and his great team at Sleep Cycle Center. SleepCycleCenters.com. If you are a snorer, if your significant other is a snorer, if you just got a roommate who's not a significant other, but they snore and it keeps you up, it's not just annoying to you or the person sleeping next to you. It could be the sign of a serious health problem. Sleep apnea, a big issue. More than 22 million Americans have undiagnosed sleep apnea. That might be you. Get this taken care of. Your sleep is the most important thing that you do in this life. People, I mean, NFL Hall of Famer Reggie White lost his life in his sleep because of undiagnosed sleep apnea. Dr. Chad lost his own father in his sleep due to undiagnosed sleep apnea. That's why he's so passionate about fixing these problems. Free consultations to listeners of this show. Also, you're going to get $100 off an at-home sleep study if you go see our friends at Sleep Cycle Center. Two Austin area locations, one up north, 183 and Breaker, the other in Lakeway off of 620. SleepCycleCenters.com for more information.